The late 1800s brought thousands of Chinese immigrants to the West in search of better lives. Many participated in the construction of the Transcontinental Railroad. For the 150th anniversary of that engineering feat, artists have memorialized the contributions of those often forgotten Chinese immigrants. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with arts and culture reporter Holly Hutchings about the exhibit.
Holly, before we discuss the art on display, let's remind listeners about the conditions these people were working in.
They endured avalanches, explosions, and frigid winters as they carved tunnels through the mountains near Donner Summit and the surrounding range. Around 20,000 Chinese workers blasted rock and laid the track to complete the railroad. The disparities between the white and Chinese workers were glaring. Chinese laborers made less money, they worked longer hours, and had to pay for their own lodging and tools. Photos from that time usually only highlight white workers. The artists in this exhibit aim to draw the workers back into history.
What are we seeing in these works? What is the art showing us?
Zi Lin is an art professor at the University of Washington and has contributed a number of works to this exhibit. He's a trained printmaker whose work became more political following the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. He says that here he's highlighted the nameless, faceless Chinese workers of the Sierra Nevada. Lin has made canvases, watercolors, and a video installation in an effort to illustrate the terrain the Chinese worked in and the hardships they faced, all without painting a single Chinese person in any of them. One of the works is a huge multimedia installation portraying the iconic meeting of two trains at Promontory Summit at the completion of the railroad when East finally met West. There's a celebratory atmosphere that is captured from behind as white workers are cheering and clinking bottles of champagne. There are no Chinese people pictured in this piece that he calls Chinaman's Chants, but as with many of his works, their presence is still felt. Let's hear how he describes the motivation for that.
Chinaman's Chants means no chance. Literally just to show people Chinese workers were absent from the event. So, on the other hand, on the railway baluster, I inscribed the Chinese worker Gambo's name, and a total of around 900 of them. I wrote three times in red.
The reason he says he uses red comes from a Chinese tradition of using that color when inscribing on a rock, and it also symbolizes the blood of those who died. Lin says that because no records were kept of the workers' names and few photos were taken of their faces, he needs to capture that loss in his works. He hopes to reinforce the fact that we don't have documentation of these workers. And then for 150 years, they were unseen and unwelcome. The absence of them in his work shows their presence.
I call them nameless, faceless Chinese workers. So I cannot put any face on them because that's just reinforces the stereotype of what Chinese look like, people thinking that way. And then on the other hand, each person is individual. I do not have their name. I do not have their portrait. I cannot make up or fabricate, which is no basis. So based on nothing, I cannot do that.
But he's not the only artist featured in this exhibit. There's also work from Hung Liu, another contemporary Chinese artist. She's previously had work at the museum, most notably in 2015, in which she had two crisscross railroad tracks displayed with a fortune cookie mountain piled high on them, right?
Yeah, about 200,000 of them, she says. Although the cookies are an American invention, she used their association with hope and prosperity symbolically then, and again with this current piece. It's 20 gold leaf panels hanging in a grid. Each one has fortune cookies painted on it, progressing from one on one panel to two on the next and so on. She says it's like counting the dreams of the immigrants. The Chinese came to the West because they were supposed to find fortune here.
So what do they hope viewers will take away from seeing their work? You know, what is the takeaway here?
Lou says that she just wants people to at least ask themselves what these fortune cookies could mean, just to be more curious, to wonder what the life of these immigrants was like, then maybe go search out the history. Zi Lin says that much of our history, in part, has been written by Chinese laborers, and he wants more people to know that.
All right. Holly Hutchings is the arts and culture reporter here at KUNR. Holly, thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
As a note of disclosure, KUNR gets support from the Nevada Museum of Art and is a media sponsor of this exhibit.